Someone took something that was meant for good, perverted it, and turned it into something that is worse. It says, the perversity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the unfaithful will destroy them. Continue verse number 4, it says, riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way. What did it say? The righteousness of the blameless will do what? Direct his ways. But the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust. It says, when a wicked man dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of the unjust perishes. But it says this in verse number 8, the righteous is delivered from trouble, and it comes to the wicked instead. In other words, when you make a decision to operate according to, when you're operating according to integrity, when you're operating according to righteousness, when you're living blameless, when you're living according to God's word, when you've made a decision that integrity will guide you, then you lay aside any and all other options. Any other thing outside of that will be a perversity, or something that was originally meant for good, but will be turned to something that is worse. Now, what does integrity mean? Integrity simply means innocence, the entire unimpaired state of anything, particularly of the mind, moral soundness or purity, incorruptness, uprightness, and honesty.